Colorado's annual legislative session begins Wednesday. And leading up to its start, KUNC Statehouse reporter Benta Berkland has been sitting down with legislative leaders to discuss their goals and agendas for the work ahead. We wrap up our series with Republican President of the Senate, Bill Cabman of Colorado Springs.
This is your second year as Senate President, and you took over after your party won a narrow majority in the last election cycle. How would you sum up your first year, and is there anything you're planning to do differently this time around?
You know, I would say we were fairly successful. We laid out a solid agenda of what we thought represented the interests of the people of Colorado. Things like school safety, security for our kids. Of the top half a dozen items that we cited on opening day, we accomplished something and something significant in virtually every one of them. You know, the legislative process is kind of the old adage. It's definitely a journey more than a destination. So the things that we face annually here around the budget, around K-12, around funding, around public safety, around transportation funding, around higher education, around security, around cybersecurity, public resources, taxes, energy, these are just issues that we continually work on every year because there's significant dynamic changes in the economy. There's growth in the state. There's changes in technology, there's changes in revenues, there's changes in public policy priorities.
And Governor John Hickenlooper is proposing to move a fee that hospitals pay into an enterprise fund so it doesn't count as state revenue under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Mm-hmm. Do you see a compromise there? I know it's something he's hoping for, and kind of what are the discussions around that?
It's a very complicated issue. That piece of the budget touches every other piece of the budget. And so enterprising it creates an opening under the revenue stream and then obviously the spending stream that the state can utilize. So anybody that has any issue, which every department does around the budget, has some consideration. And the governor, to his credit on this issue, has done a very thorough job lobbying his department heads to lobby the legislature. And he spent all summer, frankly, running around the state or traveling around the state talking about what the hospital provider fee issue is.
And we've got members from both parties in your chamber running for Congress. How do you think that'll impact the debate and the overall tenor inside the chamber?
Well, that's nothing new here. And if you look at the folks that are in Congress, you know, that have served here, what it does do to them, it really maxes out their schedule. But, you know, national public policy and state public policy often intersect in this building.
And it's your last session because you are term limited. Just your thoughts on that, and would you like to stay in politics?
I'm not planning to run for another office right now, and you only get to do this for 2 years, i.e. be the Senate president, since it's at the end of my term limited time here. So I am really interested in doing the best job that I can with the significant challenges that we have before us. Looking forward to the change in a year, and I'm also obviously a little bit nostalgic and sad to know that this part of my life is coming to an end.
Just to clarify, you're not ruling out potentially running for something. It's just not something you'd commit to currently.
Right. I'm not planning it right now, but it's kind of the you never say never. And when the right kind of opportunity, and that's what politics is, I think, or political offices, it's opportunity, interest, and ability coming together at the same time. And that's how I got into this place 15 years ago, and we'll see what's next.
Thanks. That was Senate President Bill Cabman.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
As we heard in that discussion, Governor Hickenlooper wants to reclassify some $750 million coming from a fee on hospitals. After we recorded our conversation, Senate President Bill Cabman came out against the governor's plan, saying it would violate the state's constitution.